As we continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the halachas of Chol V'Akum, there are poskim that ask that why should we not have a way of checking for if it's Chol V'Akum by giving the milk for laboratory testing, where the laboratory will determine if this milk is cow's milk or there's anything else mixed in. So, of course, the Pais can discuss the Shaila. The Shaila Meishiv in Madur Tulsa, Shimon Shin Ayin Zayin, discusses if we could rely on animal testing. This goes back a couple hundred years ago in Europe, where oil was being brought to Europe from the United States, and there was a concern that there may be lard mixed into that oil. And the question, and they gave the oil for lab testing, and they discovered that there was no animal fat in the oil. And now the question was, is that a reliable way of determining the kashrus of the oil? So the Shaila Meishiv says that even though Akum normally don't have nemanus, here we have two factors that should change that that situation. Number one, we have a concept in halacha of umen lo marum nasi, that a professional is not going to ruin his reputation. So if you have here a laboratory that gave out a result which was patently false, it will, of course, ruin their reputation. And the other reason he's makel is because it's a milsa David Legluye. The lab, what are we concerned that the lab is giving false results? Well, then, if we give this oil to be tested by another lab, which will discover that they were lying, it's easily identifiable. That's a milsa David Legluye, and we could be more lenient. And even though the halacha we hold is you can't rely on a kfela. Now, as the Ramah says, that let's say you have a question of Basa B'cholof, if there's tam. So give it to the kfela, give it to a non-Jewish chef to test it. So the halacha is we don't rely on a kfela. Here, Aruch HaShulchan in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Yudal Tzivkot Nyuches, says that it's different, it's not just based on a human taste, and we could be more lenient. And so too is the opinion of the Marsham in Chel Gimel Simen Reish Tez Vav. And the Marsham, in fact, adds, based on what we just said, that when you're giving it to the laboratory for testing, you should tell the lab that they should know that we're giving this for testing to other labs as well. So therefore, they will be more concerned about saying something not true. And that's the psak of many poskim that we could rely on lab testing. So now the question is, if we see that we could rely on a laboratory, so why can't we rely on lab testing for Chol V'Akum? So it goes back to what we said in our previous year. If we say, like the opinion of the Pri Chadosh, that Chol V'Akum was not a Gzeira B'Minyan, so indeed, if we have a way of definitively knowing that this milk is not, that this milk is cow's milk, indeed, we would be allowed to drink that milk if we could determine it through its lab testing. But if, as the Chasam Sofer says, Chol V'Akum is a Gzeir B'Minyan, and as we explained, when we have a Gzeir B'Minyan, even if the reason for the Gzeira is no longer here, the Gzeira remains. So then, therefore, here the halacha will be that you can't drink that milk. And in fact, the Poskim say there's a raya from the Ramah that that's the halacha. Because the halacha is, says the Ramah, chol shel akum shenesra, if you have milk, that's asur, ein amoyel, im yas achkach, gevinos achem amemenu. We learned in our previous year, quoted the Gemara and the Flamin Hei, Masech Davod Zoro, that from non-kosher milk, you can't make cheese or butter. So if I'm going to have milk that's chol vakum, and then I made it into cheese or to butter, it should be mutter. Says the Ramah, nisheres bi yisura, it remains osur, v'kol ma shenasa mimenu, anything that's made from it is osur. So we see from here that chol of akum is a gzera, and therefore it never can become mutter, even when we have reasons to make it mutter. Indeed, that is the opinion of Ramot Gross Shlita, that we can't rely on a lab test to determine if chol of akum to determine that this is not non-kosher milk, because it's once it becomes usur, so there are two reasons. Number one, we have the reason of some cipher that it's a gzer b'minyan, and a gzer b'minyan remains the gzer no matter what. And the other reason is the Ramah, that once the milk becomes usur, it can't become mutter. Just like it can't become mutter by making it into cheese or butter, it can't become mutter by doing a lab test. Now there's another question. So can we rely on video? Can we rely on closed circuit TV to determine that the milk is kosher milk? So it would seem that if the purpose is to make sure that the akum, as we discussed in the first year, is not mixing any non-kosher milk into the milk, so by having this video system, we certainly have a mirsis that the akum will not mix in any milk. And which should be mutter. If anything, we can make an argument that a video system is better than a mashgiach, because a mashgiach could only be in one place at one time. Whereas if you set up a video system, you could set up cameras throughout the milking area, and every spot of that area will be visible on the screen to see what's going on. But if we learn that chol of akum, like the Chasam Sofer says, is a gzeiras chazal, a dovish of a minyan, that the only way chol of akum is, the only way you could have chol from an akum is if you had a Jew watching. So even though the chshash of ear, the chshoshes that caused Chazal to make that gzeira, the chshoshes that caused Chazal to make that gzeira wouldn't apply. Certainly wouldn't apply when you have a very good video system. But once Chazal made a gzeira b'minyan, that's the only way you could drink milk from an akum, we can't change it, even though the chshoshes are now there. It's interesting to point out that I saw from Rav Moshe Sternbuch, a chiddush, in the Shas Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hoggis, Chelik Bey Simen Shin Pei Hei. He says that even though our Gemara clearly indicates that the chshash by chol of akum is shemi ira by chol of tamei, he says that doesn't mean that the chshash that applies to all the foods that we're discussing in our sugyas, the chshash of chasnus, doesn't apply by chol of akum as well. And therefore he says, since that chashash applies by Chol of Akum as well, he says, the only way Chazal allowed us to drink milk from an Akum in order to avoid socializing is by having a Mashgiach there. And of course, that will not be able to take, that will not be solved with a video camera. Rav Elyashiv was makel with videos, and he said he said a number of conditions. Number one, he says, the video system has to be set up in a way that every spot, the entire area of the milking area, should be covered by cameras. And also he made a condition that you have people looking at the videos. There is a debate if Rabbi Yashiv said that all along. There are versions that say that Rabbi Yashiv at the end retracted because he was concerned that if we're going to start relying on videos for this, we'll start relying on videos all over, and then we may end up in a good place. There are other Paiskim, so too, it seems, was the opinion of Rav Ozner, that you could rely on video cams. He says, at the beginning, Rav Ozner was maybe more concerned, but Rav Ozner also felt that Hamahudr Lismoich Al Hashgacha. The best thing to do is to rely on old-fashioned Hashgacha, like is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. And it seems that Rav Ozner at the end held that you should have a combination. If you have a video system combined with a Mashgiach who's Yoytzev and Nichnas, then we could be maybe lenient.